Blog Talk Radio.
Dirty Church Radio presents the Men Want Devotional Show. This is a show we're going to be talking about everything that men deal with, what we're trying to accomplish, or walk with God, faith in God, the thing that God expects from us. How can we be better fathers? How can we be better brothers, uncles, friends? This is the MMD show with your host, Minister J. Miller, a.k.a. Mr. Miller, with our co-hosts, Mr. Brooks and Mr. Young. But before we get into that, here's just a little song for y'all to wake up this morning.
Thank you.
This is Mr. Miller. We're here on the Men's Morning Devotional Show. Listen, I'm so glad that everyone tuned in this morning. It's great, especially as men, not excluding the women out, but focusing on the men on this show. It's great when we can wake up and, you know, focus on a word from God and just talk about our different experiences, talk about different things that's going on in the world. Sometimes we may need to vent some things. Sometimes we might just hear what another man is going through or how he's dealing with a situation or how he's handling, you know, how he is in his home. You know, just different things so we can help iron sharpen iron, so we can help each other. Because I believe if the men, if we come together and we begin to encourage each other, I believe we will be more stronger husbands, more stronger fathers, friends, cousins, brothers, uncles. We'll just be more effective in this time, in this season. It's great when we can just begin to communicate and conversate about different things. A lot of times as a man, we hold a lot of stuff in because we want to be that strong soldier. We want to be that warrior. You know, we really don't want to show emotions. We want to stand strong for our families. You know, we don't want to bend. We don't want to break. But sometimes we need the communication. We need to talk about those areas that we've been hiding for such a long time. Some things we need to confront. There are a lot of issues this in our life that we have packed down so deep within our subconscious that we don't want to deal with. And by us not dealing with it, we're still being affected by it because it's a hidden problem. It's a hidden issue. And it's time for us to shine light on that issue or that dilemma or whatever it is in us so that we can deal with it, be healed, be delivered from it, and move on so we can embrace our true greatness, our true potential in this life. And I believe that there is an assignment for every man that God has created. But it's up to that man to get into the face of God and embrace God and find out who he is, what his true identity in this time realm is. And for him to get direct words from God so that he can fulfill the assignment that God has placed in him. And I'm waiting for a few other brothers to call in. I'm Mr. Brooks, I'm Mr. Young. But if they don't call in, we're still going to go on because this is the Men's Morning Devotional Show. And listen, this morning we'll be dealing with Zephaniah 3, 14 through 20. Zephaniah 3, 14 through 20. And it says this: Sing, daughter Zion, shout out loud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they will say to Jerusalem, did not fear Zion? Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and a reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppress you, and I will rescue the lame, and I will gather the exiles, and I will give them praise and honor in the land where they have suffered shame. At that time, I will gather you. At that time, I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, saith the Lord. Listen, this is a great word. I know there are a lot of men who we watch sports. And some of us, we have different teams. And every team in professional sports has a group of devoted followers. You might call hopeful fans. Without them, the team couldn't survive. Rabid fans who constantly vacillate between intense hatred and delight during each game, or fickle fans who cheer enthusiastically during winning streaks but lose interest when the team loses games. These fans remain true no matter what. They're happy when their team wins, certainly, but still wear their colors proudly when they lose. For them, there's always next year. Israel possessed an unparalleled record of losing seasons. Nations and dynasties flourished and vanished with God's people experienced more losers than winners. The nation's continued existence, while itself a miracle, a casual observer might wonder why God didn't get tired of losing. He could have sold off the team long before. Yet God never gave up his franchise. The people of Israel were his chosen people. He knew they'd eventually win with God. Next year is always certain with God. That's the key. Regardless of what you're going through and what you're experiencing, and I know right now there are a lot of us that are going through a lot of situations. We're dealing with a lot of pressures. We're dealing with a lot of, you know, it's everything is moving fast. We're hit on this side. We're hit on that side. And a lot of times we're dealing with so much, and it builds up a great frustration in our lives. And it feels like, when am I ever going to get over the hump? When am I ever going to win? When am I ever going to get through this? When am I going to ever defeat this? When am I ever going to conquer this? I've been dealing with this situation too long. I've been struggling, and I'm sick and tired of struggling. I'm praying unto God. I'm focused on the God. I'm trying to do the right thing. But it seemed the more that I hold on, the more that I pray, the more that I praise, it seemed like the struggle and the problems, they intensify. And I'm really getting to a point where I'm wondering in myself, I'm wondering in my heart, I'm wondering in my mind, can I really handle this? Can I handle what I'm going through? Is things always going to be like this? Can I ever get past this? Can I move beyond where I'm at? I've been here so long that it seems like I'm starting to get immune to where I'm at. But I hear great words around me that's telling me that I can go beyond this, that greater is here, that greater is on his way, that is right around the corner. And it seems like when I get to the corner, it's another corner that is coming. And when is my blessing going to get here? When is it coming? But I want to tell you this. God is never giving up on us. Even in the midst of all of our disobedience, in the midst of our mistakes and our failures, and our shortcomings, and the things that we continually do because we want to do, God constantly embraces us with an open heart, with an open mind. And he's constantly pouring out his love on us, even in the midst of us pouring out hate amongst one another. God is constantly being the great example that he wants us to be. He's constantly showing us who he is by opening doors that we don't deserve, by shutting doors that we do deserve, There are a lot of bad things that we probably do deserve. But God has shielded us and covered it from us. He covered it and blessed us and moved us into a place that he has preserved for us. Even in the midst of our struggle, even in the midst of our pain, God has covered us with his love. And a lot of times, the reason why a lot of us may not feel the love, because we're not embracing the love. We begin to embrace our problems and our bitterness more than the love that God has poured out for us. And God is telling us in this season, if you're going to survive this season, if you're going to survive where you are, if you're going to survive this pain, if you're going to survive this agony, you are going to have to embrace his love like never before. And how you embrace his love? By loving the very thing that seems to be destroying you. By loving that family member that hurt you, that created a certain bitterness in you. Your way of escape, your way out of that bondage, is you responding or reacting with love. This morning, I just want to talk, listen, everything in this life, I believe God does not just look at our actions, but I believe God looks at our reactions. He's looking at how we're going to respond to what we're faced with. And I believe that's powerful right there. That's powerful right there. And when we opened up this morning, we was talking about, I read a little thing about our sports teams. And a lot of us, we have different teams. And when our teams are winning, when everything is great, when they're making touchdowns and they're winning the games, we're so excited. We're wearing their jerseys. We're wearing their hats. We're walking. We're talking. We're proud of our teams. But when they begin to lose, we begin to carry on this coat of shame. If we don't embrace or cheer our teams in the midst of them losing, we're only excited when they win. But evidence that you're really down with something, when you're really connected to something, when you really truly have embraced something with your heart, it will show you that the love that you have is not based upon winning or losing. It's based upon the loyalty that is in your heart. Listen, this morning, we're going to end the show right now. And that was just another MMD morning devotional. Everyone out there, be blessed.